Thank you so much. Coming up, Carl tries to break his limerick fever by taking two Rhymelinol. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now, let's go back to the budget battle just for one more minute. Back in December, the president described his Republican opponents as, quote, hostage takers, as they argued over the Bush tax cuts. Then he had to go at it with them again over shutting down the government, and pretty soon we'll have to do it yet again as Republicans threaten to refuse to raise the debt limit. So if these are all truly hostage situations, we thought, for, on the president's behalf, we should consult an expert. So joining us now is former chief hostage negotiator for the FBI, Gary Noesner. Gary, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. So first, as a professional hostage negotiator, what do you think of President Obama referring to his political opponents as hostage takers?
Well, I suspect the president may have engaged in a little political hyperbole.
You think?
Yeah, it's just a hunch on my part.
So let's take him at his word. Let's say it's a hostage situation. He's dealing with a hostage taker. So if you can give one piece of advice dealing with a hostage taker, what is it?
Well, I think you've got to be genuine and sincere. You know, when someone has a hostage, it's basically a form of extortion. And they're trying to compel you to do something. So you have to convey to them that they're not as powerful as they think. If you simply concede, you're only going to encourage the opposition to ask for more.
So really, so your rule is don't give them an inch. They'll take a mile.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the word, I know it's a strange word in today's political atmosphere, but compromise is really the key to this, getting people to work together and say, I'll do this for you if you'll do that
okay,
for me.
Okay, that's not going to work. What else you got? Well, we always, you know, all we know about this is what we see in the movies. In the movies, like, there's this moment sometimes where the negotiator says, I know, take me and let the hostage go. So do you think Obama can, like, let Boehner have him in exchange for raising the debt limit?
No, once you give somebody that power, then they only want more because they don't value anything that comes to them too easily. So next thing they probably would ask for a Pelosi and Reid.
Really?
Yeah.
we could be worse off. Gary Noesner is the former chief hostage negotiator for the FBI and author of the book Stalling for Time. Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.